ABC News.
Tanmaya Navada with the top stories. A defiant Nicolas Maduro has declared he's still the president of Venezuela at a court hearing in New York as the deposed leader and his wife plead not guilty to drug trafficking and terrorism. On Saturday, US forces captured them from Caracas, where his vice president and close ally Delcy Rodriguez has now been sworn in as interim president. Meanwhile, at an emergency meeting, the UN Security Council has discussed the Trump administration's military actions against a sovereign country, with many states saying it violates international law and norms. The Prime Minister has announced a further $38 million in emergency funding to assist Queenslanders affected by widespread flooding in the state's north. Major flood warnings remain in place along the Flinders and Western Rivers as residents begin the cleanup across the northwest and northern interior. Anthony Albanese is visiting the flood-ravaged region today and says the government has the backs of struggling communities. And parts of Victoria, New South Wales and South Australia are bracing for extreme heatwave conditions that the Bureau of Meteorology is forecasting to be the worst since the Black Summer bushfires. Temperatures are set to climb into the mid-40s in some areas and vulnerable people are being urged to take precautions. It comes as a new climate report warns Australian capital cities are increasingly at risk of a major fire like the one that ravaged Los Angeles last year. ABC News.